The next day, with eager anticipation, we prepared ourselves to explore the ancient city of Pompeii. Pompeii, the place I had longed to visit, this magnificent ancient city, a natural history museum, and a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Reflecting on my European road trip, I realized that each country in the European Union holds rich historical and cultural charm. It is only through delving into the local history that one can truly appreciate its uniqueness. My introduction to Pompeii began with the best-selling novel, Pompeii, by British author Robert Harris, or perhaps from the Spartacus Uprising, chapter in my international history textbook. The Spartacus Uprising was the largest slave revolt that took place from the 73rd BC to 71 BC, and was eventually suppressed by Crassus, one of the three Roman triumvirates. It was through the Spartacus Uprising that we learned about Mount Vesuvius, where Spartacus fought against the Roman army, and it was because of the existence of Mount Vesuvius that we discovered the ancient city of Pompeii. Time froze on a day in AD 79 when Mount Vesuvius suddenly erupted, mercilessly covering Pompeii in thick volcanic ash, wiping it off the face of the earth. Pompeii lay silent and buried for nearly 2,000 years. It wasn't until a day in 1707, when people accidentally discovered three beautiful female statues, while digging a well in a garden at the foot of Mount Vesuvius. At that time, people thought it was just a part of the ancient artifacts along the coast of the Bay of Naples. It wasn't until 41 years later when human remains wrapped in volcanic ash were excavated, finally revealing the name of the city buried by the eruption of Mount Vesuvius in AD 79, Pompeii. Today, only one-third of Pompeii's ancient city is open to visitors, while the rest remains hidden underground. The history of this city is like a mysterious and captivating novel, waiting for us to explore. Pompeii, Unveiling History. Stay tuned for our next post, coming soon.